Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting second. The center fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The left fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tommy Smith. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jackie Brown. And now, play ball. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr bunts towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blanks. The throw from Roof and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Broemer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Brohmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Cardi moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardi scores. Bell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent strikes out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brohmer moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Johnson, and towards Stein, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brohmer moves to second. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone now catching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Blanks, who tags Hairston trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Brohmer scores. Dent moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lamar Johnson now playing first base. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston, who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardi moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 2 in the game. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stein moves to second. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 2 in the game. Roof strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 3 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Waite's pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0 for 3 in the game. Stein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith who is chasing the ball. Brohmer reaches third base with a triple. Kelly scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Kern now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brohmer scores. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 3 in the game. Roof is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Barrios now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a pop-up towards short. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 4 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 4 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Blanks bunts towards the mound. Barrios fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.